This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
Hello, I'm Mark Boulanger. Education about climate change should become as fundamental as teaching reading and writing. That's the message of a new campaign called Teach for the Planet, launched recently by Education International. EI is the global union for teachers and other education workers. It represents more than 32 million union members in 178 countries. The campaign began with a webinar which included representatives of EI-affiliated unions from all around the world. The webinar was opened by the president of EI, Susan Hopgood, a teacher from Australia.
Our goal is ambitious. Climate change based on science and with a civic action focus should be as fundamental as teaching, reading and writing. The fight against climate change must have an education face and a teacher's voice in every area of the world. This is the message we will use to drive global mobilisation for quality climate education leading up to the UN Climate Change Conference in November 2021. There, we will call on world leaders to make strong commitments to reduce carbon emissions and provide climate change education for all, prioritising both social justice and a just transition. We understand the context of this campaign. We are meeting in the time of COVID, a global health crisis the world's educators continue to meet head on. We must have the same resolve with the existential crisis of climate change. In 2015, the world committed to the UN Sustainable Development Goals, including inclusive, equitable, quality education and lifelong learning opportunities for all. Today, every goal is threatened. The head of the UN Environment Programme said recently, "Loss of biodiversity and ecosystem integrity, together with climate change and pollution, will undermine our efforts on 80% of assessed SDG targets." There is no region of the world spared from climate issues, but I'm speaking to you tonight from the Asia-Pacific region. And in a sense, I am speaking to you from the future. It is difficult to be optimistic. It's early autumn or fall here, too early for storm season. And yet cyclones killed hundreds in Indonesia last week. It follows a year of massive storms with rain measured at nearly a metre in just a matter of days, forcing some 20,000 people to evacuate and more than 150 schools to close. Only a year ago, it was the worst wildfires in recorded history. And five of the 10 most endangered nations due to climate change are in our region: Japan, Philippines, India, Sri Lanka, and Fiji. It's one reason why the meeting just weeks ago of the Asia-Pacific Climate Change Adaptation Forum was the seventh annual convening. Among the findings, environmental changes are undermining hard-won development gains by using economic costs and millions of premature deaths annually. They are impeding progress towards ending poverty and hunger, reducing inequalities, and promoting sustainable economic growth. We have a moment in history that we must seize upon. That is a broad understanding of the importance of science and fact and the cost to us all from the lies and hypocrisy of demagogues. As educators, it's a moment we have worked to create, to be prepared to lead and learn from each other, to give our students the tools of lifelong learning, the experience to understand, collaborate, and act on complex issues as active and inclusive citizens. The climate crisis is existential for educators, our students, our communities, the entire planet. And we know that we're in an emergency, and so we've got to use every tool that we can to meet that crisis: mitigation, adaptation, persuasion, prevention, just to name a few. It's the core, it's the essence of our role as educators to give our students the tools to be active citizens, to understand the world they live in, to see a future they can own, to work and act in collaboration with others on complex issues like sustainability. But for me, one of the critical things is that the future belongs to our students. It is their future. And they have the right to have the knowledge and the skills, the literacy, to be able to stand up and argue and create a world that they want to live in, a safe, world, one where we are actually addressing the issues of climate change, a world that will exist for many generations to come. And in the end, I think that's the reason why we've got to ensure that all of our students can receive climate education.
Another participant in the webinar about Education International's Teach for the Planet campaign was EI's Deputy General Secretary, Haldis Holst.
We simply cannot wait. We've seen all through this pandemic that teachers and other educators have kept on working. And they've been acknowledged for that. They've been out there for their students, whether it's been online, whether it's been on radio, whether it's been driving around, trying to deliver an education that is relevant for them here and now and for the future. And even though we are in a pandemic, the challenges for the future haven't disappeared. So we need them to be part of the education we deliver today and tomorrow. And climate change is one of them. It's not just about learning to read and write. That's important because they are important tools to be able to acquire knowledge and to reflect on how you can make a difference. And what our students are concerned with is a future that is impacted by climate change. And I think that's why educators are so concerned of having a content and an education that addresses it so that it's relevant for a student. Some already have that curriculum. Some are already dealing with this on a daily basis, but others need that framework to be able to use the time and space to be relevant for their students and also to give them the educational space that also is safe to reflect on the knowledge that is out there, to reflect on how this impacts on their daily life. Our students live the consequences of climate change every day, and they need to be able, as I said, to reflect and acquire knowledge so that they can develop how they can make a change for the future. Because they can. Because we need to instill that hope that they feel, yes, I can make a change as an activist, as a citizen, when acquiring your skills for the job and the career you want to do, that you see that, yes, I can do that in a better future within a green economy. And that's the purpose that teachers want to be there for their student, including other educators too, everyone who interacts with young people. You want to be able to be relevant for them today. And young people are asking for this. In a way, we could even say that we have a lot to learn from young people because they can teach those of us that have been around a long time and have difficulties in changing our habits that, yes, it's possible to act in a different way. Yes, it's possible to think in a different way. Yes, it's possible to implement other solutions. And our students are the future. They are going to give us those solutions, and we need an education to deliver that. Teachers today, educators today are ready to do that. Even though we are in a pandemic, they're not teaching about the pandemic every day. They're trying to teach the full breadth of the curriculum, and they're preparing for the day that the pandemic is over. We have to prepare for recovery too. And teaching about climate change education is part of the recovery because that is also interconnected with all the other challenges we have, also when it comes to inequalities around the world. And we need to see how they interact and how we can create a better future that is more just for all our students, our Indigenous students, for girls, for people with disabilities, all the people that now we see are more affected by the pandemic are more or less the same people that will be more affected by climate change. And we need to step up and equip our students so they can make a change.
You can find more information about Education International's Teach for the Planet campaign at ei-ie.org.